Freestyle Friday.
Freestyle Friday. Shout out Holiday. Distraction Network. Blue balls got me hurting. Made it to president, but I'm still a virgin. I've been searching for tricks to treat to my circus. You in the blue. My tool comes with a future uncertain. Call me Da-Da if you're dirty. I gotta get my dick sucked for my 3:30. I know you in a hurry, but I'm the president. My wife listening through the wall in the other residence. Mr. President, we lost a spaceship in NASA, but she a big fine woman, let her back that ass up. I can't pass up, let Hillary deal with it. I'm about to rock this box, Will Smith get jiggy with it. Bill, distraction. Shout out Hillary. Boy, let me tell you, I'm up at this Copenhagen Bike Week in Canada. Holiday. If you ever want to chase some tail again, holla at your boy. Man, there's some bitches up in here tonight. Don't smoke all that without me. Definitely gonna lose my virginity. Bill, out.
Good morning, evening, or afternoon. It's your boy, Holiday. And you got to sing, because if you don't sing it, it don't count. I'm here.
Holiday.
With a special guest today. He is the owner of the YouTube network Camel Toe Tap, in which we have been doing podcasts together. I did not know. It was so much fun doing that podcast. I did not know it was like a year ago. I thought that shit was this year. he has a podcast on YouTube called Camel Toe Tap. Also has the High Midnight Network. Y'all welcome my guest. Bliggity Black or Black 16 King. Those are the three names he go by.
You gotta sing it or it don't count.
Which one? Black Bliggity Black
all
16
of them. All of them. All right, you can stop.
What's good, man?
Nothing, man. What's up?
I'm chilling now. I see you with the I've been hunting deer for the weekend. Tight clothes on.
I'm hunting. I see rabbits. That. That's what I do.
About
man.
To have some dough. What you having for dinner, dough?
I got.
What you having for breakfast? A book. That was my chair falling.
Breakfast, I had catfish. Fat Joe. True story.
Yeah. True story. Hey, man. I know we ain't got that much time. So, there's been a lot of things going on in the past couple of weeks, man.
Hey, what? Real quick. Do I look high? Do I look high?
Do you look high?
Yeah. Do I look high?
Look very fuzzy. So we are.
That's the shroom.
We're recording in. Yeah, we're recording in the you said it's a shrine. So we're recording on a platform that basically on your end everything is gonna look HD. But on my end right now, black is a little bit fuzzy. So it's gonna clear itself up in the end though. So
I'm faded. Faded. My nigga.
You faded?
Faded. Yeah. That's my pre-weekend celebration.
That was up, man. So, in the Camel Toe Tap feed, we're going to go start off with Camel Toe Tap feed, man. I see we have, like, a bunch of videos in this bitch. And I remember making these motherfuckers, and them shit's funny as fuck. When it comes to Camel Toe Tap, what's your favorite video here? Which one comes to mind immediately every time that you jump on, every time that you think about Camel Toe Tap?
Immediately? Probably the Mother's Day one. Just because that one was more like, you know, family oriented and shit. And that was funny.
One of the very few family oriented ones.
Yeah. I mean, they all got their own, like, you know, legs to stand up on. Like, the way when we was talking about NBA playoffs and shit, you know, how you bullshit, man, it's bullshit. Who cares about when the Lakers went down 3-0.
Man, so, Lakers went. That boy got swept last year, man. I still can't get over that. I can't get over LeBron the Lakers getting swept.
Or, you know, like, when Seth was like, when you was like, bye, love you. And then I was like, oh, I love you too. And Seth was like, that touched my heart. you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like a bunch of different, like, just, it was, you was able to see, like, who we were as people, like, around each other. It was cool as fuck, man.
Yeah. And then the thing I got to remember now is now one of us don't have the locks that we used to have.
Who is that? Who ain't got no locks?
Who ain't got the locks no more?
He ain't got no locks.
Cut his locks off. Nope.
What? Cut his locks
off. He dropped the picture in the feed.
I thought that was a do-rag.
Mm-hmm. He dropped a picture today in the feed. You need to see it.
Oh. Yeah. He about to get waves like me, man.
I only got one more to outlast. That's 8-Ball. If 8-Ball cut his hair, I'm automatically cutting mine.
Kyrie's going to get both of y'all.
My hair's below my butt cheeks. I'm 6 foot tall. My hair's below my butt cheeks. I don't think I'm cutting my shit.
Can I get a TMI?
You asked me if I was high. I mean, you asked me if you look high. Do I look high?
You look. You look.
Let me ask you again.
Energized.
Do I look relaxed. Inebriated?
You look energized, relaxed. You look like Energizer Bunny on his day off.
Oh, I don't know what I've been drinking.
Coffee. I've been drinking. Coffee.
No Drake. Hashtag no Diddy. Hashtag no Drake. Speaking of Diddy and Drake. First of all, Diddy is trying hard. He is trying his best to take the spotlight from Kendrick Lamar. Is he jealous, man? Is Diddy jealous that Kendrick Lamar is getting all of this attention with this Crip Walk fiasco that he has created with They Not Like Us and just want to be in the spotlight and just like, man, fuck that shit, man. I beat bitches. Come on, say. They don't punch
man,
like me.
Man, I wanted to make a joke so bad.
I said, what?
I wanted to make a joke so bad.
I know, man.
I don't want to do it.
I know, man. I have to make the jokes because, I mean, it's not a funny situation. We all know there's two things that we hate about people as far as me and you go. We don't like women beaters. We don't like rapists. Diddy's both. I said in the other feed that I'm actually going to use as a bonus. So if you follow me, if you follow the Distraction Network, I'm going to have a bonus video. And in that one, I said that we've always known Diddy was a evil person, basically. As far as I know, like, I'm from the streets. You're from the streets. But I had a unique situation where I lived on a ship with some Crips from L.A. Well, Crips from the West Coast. And them motherfuckers told us straight up that was a Diddy job. You know what I'm saying? And I guess, overall, even before I went to my ship, they knew. Like, the streets knew what happened with Diddy, what kind of person Diddy is. The entertainment. So, in the Navy, you have a bunch of people. Some of them are, like, entertainers and stuff like that didn't quite make it. But them motherfuckers was here to the street and up in New York and stuff, and they knew. So, I've always heard that Diddy was what he was. But, it seems like now our attention is either Diddy's a fucking asshole / woman beater / rapist, and dog Kendrick Lamar got Drake looking like an asshole / woman beater / pedophile. That's what our world is centered around right now. What do you say about that, bro?
I have no comment, bro.
Yo, I had to swallow that honestly, shit. No, like, no Diddy. I had to swallow that shit. I spit it all over the place. I have no comment, bro. Oh, man.
Whew. I mean, what is that to say? You know?
All right, let's go to something simpler, man. Man. We've been absent for the game in South Carolina for 10 years, 11 years. We haven't dropped anything officially. 14 years? When last time you dropped something official?
2012, maybe? 2012?
All right, last time I dropped something official was, my last official song was...
Was it Big Dog Stepping?
I didn't drop that officially. That's been in my back pocket. And the funny thing is, so we talk about Southern Comfort in that. I talk about Southern Comfort in that song. Still relevant. 2024, I can still drop that song with no changes. Still relevant. I haven't dropped it yet, though.
I feel like that was
my
some
last
of my shit.
Drop song was Man of the Hour. Yeah. Now.
Oh, yeah. They want to take me alive. I ain't going back.
Fuck
no,
the police.
That ain't
niggas
it.
Love the hate. Fuck the police. Niggas love the hate.
No, that's not Man of the Hour.
Man of the Hour. I'm about that money, that power, respect.
I'm about
grind,
that money.
The hustle. The get
yeah,
out. The live.
Grind.
The shine. I'm on that money. Bill Gates. And fuck you. And fuck you if you hate. I'm about the Man of the Hour. The Man of the Hour. That one.
Mm-hmm.
Fresh out the lounge, money in my pocket, money in my wallet, on some money in my sash. I'm definitely balling like I joined the comp. That one.
Yeah.
Hey, and what was the last one you dropped?
The last one? Probably I Pray.
I say that to say it's about time, bro. So we done gave South Carolina at least 10 years. 12 years by your account. 14 years by my account. We gave the Carolinas 14 years to catch up and pass. Now, I'm an asshole when it comes to that shit. I'm going to go ahead and tell you now. And Columbia, didn't nobody do it. Batesburg, Leesville, didn't nobody do it. Charleston, didn't nobody do it. I mean, I see y'all. Y'all come in my studio. Lynch Recording Studio, Somerville, South Carolina.
Shout out, Mike T.
I give all y'all the shout outs. I give y'all. It's nothing but love here. Nothing but love. However,
shout out, Mike.
Fact
T.
is, South Carolina is still not on the map. We had Lil Rue in what's that, 8 or 6?
Probably eight.
Lil Rue came up because he got his song in stripper clubs in Atlanta. Your last original pop was, I pray, my last original pop was Man of the Hour. Yo, that is too different. That is way off. Like, oh yeah, I was on I Pray, right? Yes, I was. I was on I Pray. I said, yeah. Ooh. Yeah, I talked about my baby mama on that one. In not a good way.
Yeah.
The condom was right there on the table, right?
Yeah. She only want to vote with Nick because I own the record label.
So, yeah, I was on that song, too. That was your last drop. So, I guess both our last drop was 12 years ago, man. It's 2024, man.
Man, you know, I forgot.
You dropped one.
Yeah.
I'm dropping them. And I'm putting together.
I do, man.
And I'm actually going to push it. We've never pushed a song like I'm going to push this one. Or whatever we do this year. So my promise to you is that we go push it. We got the platform. What we need to do now is put it together. I don't care if you do a song by yourself. But we're going to speak offline about who I got lined up behind us. But it's time for you to put it back out there, man. And nobody, and I'm going to say this because a lot of people think I am narcissistic when it comes to this. But what I'm going to say is, I think Black
you are.
In 2012 was the best rapper that we had. I'm going to sip my tea on this.
Aw, you fucking liar. You a fucking liar.
All of South Carolina.
I think you're Black a fucking was the best liar. Rapper here.
Now, that was 2012. I got like 6 through 10.
Hey.
I give you 9.
Hey.
I'm going to give you 9.
Hey.
I'm
going
to give you 9.
You ain't got to lie, Craig. You ain't got to lie,
Craig. I think it was
Craig.
Real close to 8, and I think it was real close to 10. I'm going to you. Hey, you did that in 9. In 11, you did that. In 12, you did that. I got 6 through 8.
You give me.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm really talking because when it come through, like, man, I'm no producer that worked with us in South Carolina. I'm talking about from Grip to Dempsey. Like, none of them motherfuckers in South Carolina could say they worry anybody better than us. So it really was me and you. Right? And we know how you started out, and we know how quick you got, like, up there. And I had to be like, what the fuck? Wait a minute. Time out. Wait a minute. I know what song it was, too. And Toons was on that song. I know what song it was when I was like, you know what? I gotta actually try. Hey.
What's up? What song was that?
Baby girl, what's up? Baby girl, what's up? Baby girl, what's up? Is you gonna let a nigga cut? I was out there playing, I was like, man, I can say anything I want to on the track. I thought, oh, I gotta start trying.
Sitting in the corner, blowing marijuana. Yeah, I remember that shit. Think about the different things. I'm like, wait, how the fuck? Sitting in the corner,
smoking marijuana. Think about the different ways
that I want to bone you.
Oh, shit. I forgot what I said. I gotta try. And you kept getting better. So I ain't even gonna pretend.
Hey. It was one song where I felt like I was actually up there, and that was Bust That Ass. I was like, okay.
Bust that ass.
I'm a speed and bullet you bullies is tax. Always keep my strap to strap. Godson breaking that narky like Jax. Never relax on the attack. Some shit like that. Anti-violent had to relapse. Fuck I and I'll fight to the nail to prevail.
I don't even have that song. So I don't even know how it goes. I remember.
I got it somewhere. I gotta find that motherfucker, man.
I love the Kelly Rowland woman that we did with Motivation. But like, yeah,
that Motivation. You, yeah,
it's a one. Hey. It's one that I love. But All I Do Is Win. I thought we had so much fun with All I Do Is Win, man. That was back when you could actually do a mixtape.
We had fun.
When you could jack people beats, yeah, showcase your talent, and not worry about fans.
Hey, that little flip, game, game over. Hey, that,
I can have you searching for your future like you're reading tarot cards. I just win. Big shot, Bob. He's waiting and I'm LeBron and we go hard up in the paint. Or we can hit that J from the outside. Money in the bank. He's the flames and I'm the fire to this motherfucking tank. Drinking SoCo, smoking weed, and then I pull my ring. And I don't even eat this, but sometimes I do go ham like that. He's on fire. NBA Jam. In the middle of the winter, I blame heat like Spitzer Weston. Are you messing? Yeah, I'm testing, boy. You bring it like a blessing. Why you messing? Yo, here's a fucking lesson. I always do your best thing. You still come in second because I win. Woo! I like that shit, man. So what I'm saying is Black needs to come out with something this year because he's been gone for so long. Me, I have about 6 songs in the chamber only because I run a studio and every once in a while someone says, hey, can you hop on this track for me? I hop on the track. They don't put it out. But the shit fire. I mean, my part is fire, at least. But anything that you hear, it's because their part is fire, too. Their part is at least top-notch. So we're going to need to put some shit out over the next couple of months. 2024, we're going to have to do something. I'm gonna make Black do something in 2024. Feel me? All right, now. So, as I said before, you can catch Black on YouTube if you type in @CamelToeTap. Now, if that is too much for you, you can follow me @DistractionNetwork on YouTube. And if you see who I've subscribed to, you'll see a Camel Toe Tap feed. Make sure you follow him there, right? You'll get to see all four of us, me and my three brothers. And we're doing some funny ass shit. That is a trip. Like, Camel Toe Tap is the shit. I like that. That's the best podcast I was part of all of last year. And I have a whole podcast network that is not on my network. And I'm telling you, that is the best podcast I was part of all of last year. Now, as far as I go, you can follow me on Instagram at holiday.ets. If you want to follow Distraction Network, it is at Distraction Network on YouTube, www.distractionnetwork.com. That's my website. And if you're on Facebook, just search for at The Distraction Network. My studio, if you're in the Charleston area and you like to book studio time, I'm at Links Recording on IG, at Links Recording Studios on Facebook. And like I always say, to save all the trouble for everything, all you have to do is remember www.distractionnetwork.com. You can go right there. And everything that I just told you, it's right there for you to find. Just go to the About or email me on the info section and we can set everything up. Until next time, take care. Be safe. Holla! Stop looking at my tongue. I'm focused on that finish line. Developing a strong mind. Years ago, they stopped making my kind. Yeah, I lose sleep, but it's alright, cause I'm on the grind.